Hello folks, I am Vincent and this is Nerd One. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the possible death or saving of AM radio. So sit down, buckle up, let's dial in. AM radio is seemingly being removed by certain vehicles, especially those that are going for full electric vehicles. So far, Tesla, Volvo, and Mazda have started to remove AM radio because they say it receives interference from the electromagnetic drive chain of EV vehicles. Tesla further explains, specifically, electric vehicle drivetrains produce electromagnetic waves that interfere with the frequency of AM radios, which operate at a similar wavelength to the electric drivetrain. The resulting electromagnetic interference impacts the strength of the AM broadcast signal, causing severe disruption to AM radio transmission that makes the signal reception unstable and unusable. Volvo also said, if Volvo cars had continued to provide AM radio, our EV likely would have experienced EMC disturbances, and this could result in poor performance. Jaguar had also considered removing AM radio, but said they are addressing the problem with different types of technology, including shields and components to limit the interference. Ford came out saying that they would start removing AM radio from their vehicles starting 2024, but have since kind of rolled that back, saying that they will continue to include it in the vehicles. But the loss or potential loss of AM radio is not sitting well with certain members of Congress. Democratic Senator Ed Markey said, broadcast AM radio is an essential part of our emergency alert infrastructure, but the responses to my letters show too many auto manufacturers, are ignoring the critical safety benefits of AM radio. Although many automakers suggest that their communication tools, such as internet radio, could replace broadcast AM radio, emergency situations, drivers may not have access to the internet and could miss critical safety information. Introducing the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2023 with Senator Markey was Senator Ted Cruz as well as some House representatives. If passed, this would require all vehicles to maintain AM radio functions in cars, including EVs. The proposal included directing the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to issue a rule that requires automakers to maintain AM broadcast radio in their vehicles without a separate or additional payment fee or surcharge. Now, as you may know, or maybe don't even use it, AM radio has been a staple, in cars since, radios came around for cars. They're more seen as a local station kind of situation, but have still been used for emergency purposes. For myself, I do own an EV, and I do notice some interference as well, but it's not terrible. I mean, it's something that you kind of notice the difference on it. It's not HD quality, as I guess they would say, but it's something that you would still, notice. I know now some sports still use a lot of AM radio, for their games, baseball, I know racing as well, NASCAR uses it. Seeing kind of a bipartisan bill of all things come together, to say this is actually kind of an interesting thing, because it seems like the way of politics, all we hear about is, the right fighting with the left and left fighting with the right. And it comes to the point where you kind of see something like this where, it could be something that could change the landscape of everything, with AM radio going away and seeing, a Democrat and a Republican come together to, save this infrastructure, to me seems huge. I mean, we're not a political podcast, but, from what we see, in the news, seeing, the left work with the right, it's almost inspiring, isn't it? But one thing I always kind of wonder is, when does the time come to move on from certain things? Because you know, as time goes on and technology evolves, you know, old technology kind of fall by the wayside. I mean, one thing I was looking the other day was watching an older episode of The Simpsons where they put in a VHS into, you know, their VCR player. And it just made me wonder, wow, since this episode came out, you know, we've seen, you know, VHS turn into, you know, DVDs, DVDs turn into Blu-rays, Blu-rays turn into digital, where that technology just moves so fast. And it makes you wonder if auto manufacturers are feeling the need to ditch, you know, AM radio, how long, you know, is it going to be viable in cars? Because, I mean, if something where, you know, they're mandated to put them in cars, you know, by this, you know, proposal, then so be it. But if it's left alone, you know, how long before, you know, it's not even offered anymore in cars at all? Or how long before you'll need to buy, like, your own separate, you know, instrument or something like that for your car to actually receive it? And a lot of you who listen may, you know, be thinking, I don't even use AM radio. And that may be true. I mean, it has become a place for a lot of, like, talk show radio spots. Like it says, for local as well and sports. So, I mean, but, you know, the government's thing is still being used for emergency transmissions. That internet radio is not where it should be yet to replace it. So if they get this through, AM radio is going to be staying alive for a little bit longer. But, like I said, for how long? But, folks, that's all I got for this time. So, once again, I am Vincent, and this is Nerd1. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd1Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode, like, subscribe, retweet, and let us grow the Nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there, wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and please be nice to each other. But have a great day.